Hello, welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ. Today's session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host, Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 7, Episode 32 of this, well, it's meant to be daily, study podcast. I will say, by the way, I have actually recorded Season 7, Episode 2 a few times now, but just forgot to upload it. And also, there's been some days where I've not done, well, I say not done my study, I've not recorded my study. Number of factors for these. My son was not very well last week. I had a couple of complications with his health, and he's okay now, but to not go into too much detail, yeah, it was a tough week last week in terms of that, which then meant I was not able to find time or space to record this. So we'll carry on and hopefully continue on as we mean to go on now. We're looking in Doctrine and Covenant, well, the week of June the 16th to June the 22nd in Doctrine and Covenant sections 64 to 66. Really fascinating sections, these, in particular section 64. Just to give a bit of context on this chapter, the saints who had gone to Missouri to seek out and kind of get a lay of the land of Zion were very disappointed with what they saw there, as we discussed, or as you would have studied last week. And then on the way back, when they got back, there were some very excited about this prospect, and there was actually a number that were disappointed and raised their voices about it. Mainly Ezra Booth, but there were a few others as well. And the Lord gives this revelation about repentance and forgiveness, which I think is obviously directed to them. And there's some specific things in here that are said to these people. But of course, there are general principles in here that we can learn of already for ourselves. In verse 3, it says, "There are those among you who have sinned, but verily I say, for this once, for mine own glory and for the salvation of souls, I have forgiven your sins." Now, of course, he is speaking directly to the people who were living at the time this revelation was received for. But I think we can learn something from this. Craig A. Cardon said this, quote, "The Lord knows our weakness, and the eternal consequences of the world upon imperfect men and women. The word, therefore, in this verse is his affirmation that it is only by virtue of his compassion that we ultimately overcome the world. How is that compassion made manifest? To these same elders in Kirtland, he said, I have forgiven your sins. The Saviour wants to forgive." Close quote. And I think this is a principle that we learn from this chapter, is that there is always the opportunity, the option, the blessing that we can forgive, that we can repent, and that the Lord desires us all to repent speedily in our lives. We all have our weaknesses and difficulties, and we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. And it's understanding repentance and how it is a joyful thing, something which ought to be sought for, done every day, and part of our daily habit, that helps us to recognise the blessing of repentance and how it can truly bless us in our lives. He continues in verse 4 to say, "I will be merciful unto you, for I have given unto you the kingdom." That can be directly applied to us, I feel. But in order to be forgiven, we need to seek to change. We need to go about repentance. In verse 7, it says this, "Nevertheless, he has sinned, but verily I say unto you, I, the Lord, forgive sins unto those who confess their sins before me and ask forgiveness who have not sinned unto death." Again, this forgiveness that we speak about that the Lord does offer needs to come through repentance. Craig A. Cardon as well went on to say, quote, "No one need suppose that this forgiveness comes without repentance. Indeed, the Lord declared it. While the Lord cannot look upon sin with the least degree of allowance, yet he differentiates the relative gravity of some sins in his mercy. He allows for improvement over time rather than demanding immediate perfection. Even with the multitude of sins occasioned by the weakness of mortality, as often as we repent and seek his forgiveness, he forgives again and again." Close quote. I mean, you know, this is something which I think we can all relate to, something which I think is a marvellous blessing, and one we are so grateful for, every single member of this church, that we are given this opportunity, this mercy, really, to be able to repent, and not just repent once, but repent again and again. Does that mean, of course, we can just go through life with the full intention to keep doing what we're doing if we're making mistakes? No, of course not. We need to be striving to change, striving to make actions in our lives to improve ourselves and make sure we bring ourselves more in line with the commandments and covenants that we have been given and that we have made. But repentance is there. And at any moment that we are ready to, the Lord welcomes us with open arms and forgives once we are able to repent. I pray that we can all reflect on this and consider our lives and actions and choices that we make and how we can improve those so that we can then be forgiven. Thank you so much for listening with this study today. Hopefully I'm able to get a chance to publish this one and also to continue this week with a full week of study. Thank you for listening, and until we meet again.